the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So this week's topic is doing more of what you like. And we talked about taking inventory of the things you really like to do and the drivers of happiness for you. We did that on Monday. Yesterday, we got a little bit in depth around planning. If you really want to do more of what you like, you have to put a plan in place to get there. And that's the way you manifest what it is that you're looking for. And manifestation is really what I want to talk to you about today. So when we talk about manifesting, what we want to do is we want to project ourselves into our ideal situation. And if you were to do that, what would it look like for you if your plans were to come together? Yesterday, I gave the example of your dream, or if you had a dream of going to Barcelona and spending time in Spain. Right? So the question would be, like, what would it look like for you? Right? And you can do that through pictures, through research on the internet. But once you get an idea of what you're looking for, of what it would be like, I want you to then go one step further and tap into the feeling of that achievement. So again, you want to go to Barcelona, you plan the trip out, you surround yourself with pictures and itineraries, but what would it ultimately feel like when you're there? You know, when you're in front of some of those landmarks, you know, La Sagrada Familia, you're in front of that church, you've always wanted to see it, you're finally there and you're walking around. What is that feeling, right? And can you tap into that feeling and get that mental picture of the achievement? And so if you can tap into the feeling and you can get that mental picture, what you then want to do is go there in your mind as often as you can. And each time you go there, your job is to make that vision and get that feeling more focused, get it clearer. So it's as if you're watching something and all of a sudden you're watching a movie and it's a little bit fuzzy and now it's all of a sudden coming into focus and now it becomes much, much clearer. That's what you want to happen. Because what you really want to do from a metaphysical perspective is you want to tune into the vibration of that. Right? I know this is going a little bit deeper than we normally do, but if you can create that vibration and tap into the vibration, that's what ultimately brings it into being from a metaphysical standpoint. So that's really what we want to do. You have your plan. You know what you want to do. You know how to do it. Now you want to get into the manifestation process so that you can create it. And again, it's the combination of the vision with the feeling, creating that vibration, and then you're on your way. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe. You can do it on iTunes or you can do it on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desired goals, and I ask you for that opportunity. Let me be that person for you. And the way it works, all you have to do is just get here. A few minutes a day, 5 days a week, it's that simple. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to go from manifestation to acting, right? How do we take action on what we want to happen so that it comes together? But for today, I just want you to focus on the manifestation part of it. I need you to project yourself in the situation you want to be in. I want you to go there in your mind as often as you can, get as clear a picture as you can, and get the feelings of being there, and just walk through that frequently. And if you need more help on this, if you pick up a copy of my book, it's called Adjust Your Sails. There's a lot in the book around creating what you want and directing your life, and that's exactly what we're talking about this week. But this will give you some more in-depth tools to really get where you want to go.